The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The program we call What's On Your Mind, because we want to know what's on your mind. Phone us up at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails. Brought to you in part this hour by High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer for North and South Dakota. And the home of the ET Ag Center, which means they have the largest source on the planet Earth of ag application parts. That's saying something, isn't it? Don't believe me? Just come on into High Plains Apache. You find them across from Bonanza on Eastside Court in Mandan, right across Maine there. Also find them in Fargo. 50,000 parts per location. And if they don't have what you need, one of those 50-some-odd thousand parts, well, guess what? I'll have it drop shipped right to your door in no time as well at High Plains Apache. Find them online at highplainsapache.com. Call them at 701-663-2375. In Fargo, 297-6464. New equipment, used equipment, parts, service, and the new ET Ag Center. They have it for you at High Plains Apache. Okay, get back to the phone calls here to tell us what's on your mind. By the way, Bob Dane did have to go. We had a call from a listener that wanted a question, had a question about congressional action on the a border crisis. Anything on your mind, it's welcome today. Well, obviously, a lot of folks concerned about the border, but we've got a mosquito question. By the way, are mosquitoes bad for you this year? Worse than previous years? About the same? What's your take on the mosquito situation? I think they've been better. Others have said they're worse, but I think it's all in the eye of the beholder. And now we have West Nile detected up in Grand Forks, so that's a concern there as well. Let's get to some calls here. Another question. Did we get another one on Facebook yet about there's a story in the Forum News Service today listing the top 10 salaries at NDSU. And by the way, number 10 on the list, the paltry sum of $232,500 for the VP of Research and Creative Activity, on up to the Prez at $334,000. What's your reaction to that? This comes with the game. Are they paid too much? Appropriate use of taxpayer dollars. What's your take on that question we have up on the Facebook about that as well today? Bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with an expert from the Job Service of North Dakota to review some new numbers that are in, the average annual salaries by county in North Dakota. What are the impacts of energy sector jobs on the rest of the state? We're going to dig into that a little bit coming up. Glenn in Mandan wants to talk about some of the callers we had last hour on the border crisis. Hey, Glenn, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to your program with a lot of interest, and I was listening to the people that, well, they were blaming the Bilderbergers, and they were blaming Walmart, and they were blaming Bush, and they were blaming Obama. The bottom line is the blame belongs to the people that voted for this guy. Twice. I mean, didn't they understand him from the first term? That's about all I have to say.
Yeah, so if you're looking for somebody to blame, you might look at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, well, yeah, and the people that voted to put him in there.
Yeah. And again, if we're specifically talking about young illegals, the numbers are unbelievable when you look at some of the Obama administration want to blame the Bush administration, but if you just look at the numbers, from the last year of the Bush administration to 4,000 unaccompanied Central American minors apprehended. Well, that's actually each year over the past decade, okay? And after the action in 2012 halting deportations of some young illegals, a executive order, that's when the numbers took off. 10,000 that year, 20,000 the following year, and now reports of 50,000 this year already.
Well, and I believe in protecting children, no matter whose they are, to no end. But And I'm sure I'll get a lot of, you'll get a lot of calls on this, but put them on a plane, as long as we're going to fly them, put them on a plane and fly them to a neutral country so they can't get back home and they can't get back here.
I think you deal with the humanitarian crisis, but you can do that as easily where you return them to as you can here, you know. I think you send a powerful message.
Yeah.
It would stop it. It would say don't spend $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 have your son or daughter shipped to the United States, where they're going to be shipped back anyway. Glenn, appreciate the call. Georgia in Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Well, concerning Border Patrolmen, from very good sources, have heard that Border Patrolmen are sent to places on the border where no one could cross easily, and taken away from places where they cross all the time. And Border Patrolmen are fed up down there. They're also given a quota of X amount of illegals that they can check through. And after that, they leave it open. I mean, when the quota is met for the day, away they go. And I've heard this time and time again, and I've heard about patrolmen who complain about these practices. Those patrolmen are let go. Now, whether all of that is just a bunch of hooey, I'm not, you know, I it's from a good source. I just think it's a mess everywhere you turn. That's all. Thank you.
It is a mess, and we're starved for leadership on the mess, are we not? 800-228-0550. Here's some calls that came in during the break. Share those with you.
Yeah, but, this is Ray from Manon. Say, with all this immigration stuff that's going on, it sounds like those politicians in our U.S. government don't know what the hell they're doing. Hey, good luck.
Leave it to Ray to just boil it right down for us, Todd, right? I mean, Ray just kind of, you know.
I hate people that sugarcoat stuff. Just tell us what you really feel. Come on.
Ray, thanks for boiling it down. Here's another.
Exactly.
How can this volume of people come across that border undetected? I realize it's a long border, but they've got to be traveling in groups. They're not coming across one by one sneaking. They're not ninjas. They're not kung fu on the rice paper. How can we not see groups of them coming? If 10 deer move across the prairie, they leave a trail. It's trackable, or you can see them coming. How does that happen? Got to be a government policy telling us to look the other way. Have a good day.
All right. Well, I guess when you say undetected across the border, they did get across the border, but we got them, right? So they're not completely undetected. Otherwise, we wouldn't know the number of how many and how many are in these camps. Is your point they ought not even get across the border? So, but I don't know if undetected is the right word, but I take your point. Dan in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello, yes. I've got a rather different perspective on this here. I used to live in Latin America. I've been in 17 countries down there. I speak Spanish. I've been in Mexico about 30 times on mission trips. The Mexican government is extremely corrupt, and they can be bought with toothpaste. I mean, they're extremely corrupt. But the illegal immigration is a slap in the face of all the Mexicans that want to enter this country legally. And there are thousands of Mexicans that are legally trying to enter this country. And for this, okay, I'm still trying to find something that Obama has done that I agree with. I have yet to find anything I agree with him on. And this is another thing I do not agree with Obama on. And we should stop the illegal immigration. The Mexican government knows that these quote-unquote kids are going through Mexico from Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, wherever, but they refuse to do anything about it because it's expedient for them to look the other way.
Appreciate the comment, Dan. Thank you. Tim in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, he kind of took some of my thought away, but the thing is, all you have to do if the Mexican country stop them at their border on the railroad, then all that shuts it right down. What does it take? Four of them knotheads to do that?
Yeah. And then if you miss a few, put them on a plane, send them home. Here at Grand Forks, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
I was just wondering what everybody, if everybody would still have the same view on illegal aliens coming into the country if they weren't poverty-stricken and poor and they actually had skills. Like, yeah, it's improbable because they have money. They'll just do it legally. But what if, you know, 60,000 Canadians came into our country, but they had skills and they had, you know, they could benefit our society? I just wonder what people would think about that.
Fair so question.
Your point, Eric, is you think that because this is the poorest of the poor that we're biased towards them? Against them?
I just think people wouldn't even see it as a problem if they were bringing benefits to the country. I think a lot of people just have a problem with it because they're going to create more taxes for us being on welfare and whatnot.
I think it's a case of coming here illegally, regardless of their means. But let's see if others agree. Thanks, Eric.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec Electric Conversion System from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
People getting their $6,000 or $7,000 smuggler to bring them illegal immigrants up here. And as far as that Bush law that he supposedly signed in 2008 about this immigration deal, why enforce that law? We aren't enforcing any of the other immigration laws. Why enforce that law? Thank you. Goodbye.
Some interesting points. And, you know, he's got a point on the dollars necessary to pay the traffickers to get him up here. Where those dollars come from. That's the sad part of this. Again, you have to look at, you know, the change in the law and the numbers growing to say, look, the message is getting through. If they come, we're not going to deport them. So the sad part of this is you envision poor families scraping everything together that they have because they want a better life for their child, and then they send them through this horrific conditions to get up here, and now they're hungry, they're afraid, and again, quickest way to end that, I believe the most humane thing would be to say, expedite the process so they go right back, so others know don't spend that money because they're just going to come right back. It's not going to work. I think that makes the most sense. Is that not the most humane thing? Pat and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550, where we're asking the question, what's on your mind? And the vast majority of folks today have answered the crisis at the border and doing something about it. But, you know, your comments on any and all topics, certainly welcome here today. We're going to switch gears at the bottom of the hour and talk about how much money folks are making in North Dakota, county by county. Hey, Pat, you're up. What's up?
Hey, good morning. I used to haul produce from like the Yuma and San Diego area to Jersey, and you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that this border is just—it's a free for all. I mean, I talk to lots of people that would come across back and forth, and I mean, there's pretty much no security at all. And you know, as long as there's an incentive for these people to come here. They're going to keep coming.
What do you think the incentive is now, Pat?
I think that they are able to find work, and you know, I used to think Mexico was a broke country, but when you travel around the country, you start to see that they send that money back to Mexico, and heck, those banks in Mexico, the money must be falling out of the windows. There must be so much money down there, because I don't believe they pay a lot of taxes when they work here, and it just goes all back to Mexico. So, you know, I believe that there's an incentive for them people to keep coming, and as long as nobody does anything about it, they'll keep coming. And if they take 10 jobs, 10 of them, take 10 jobs from 10 legitimate Americans, I think that's 10 too many.
Pat, appreciate the call. Thanks. Wes Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott, I think what's interesting to me, we have so many people making comments that the president doesn't seem to understand and doesn't do anything about it. What we have to understand is that this president wants these people to come in here. This is part of his transformation plan for America, and these are votes for the future, for power, the power that Obama wants, and so we've got to think in a whole new framework that we have to understand who this president is and what he wants, and what this president wants is not what the rank and file of Americans want. This guy is cut from a different piece of material, and his program is to bring America down to his vision, and that's unfortunate. And if we don't change our thought process about what this man wants, we're going to lose the war. And so we need to put pressure on people like Heidi Heitkamp, who still thinks he's amazing. She's doing nothing, absolutely nothing, to stop this man from doing what he's doing to hurt America.
Wes, thanks for the call. It goes back to another debate we've had on this and other issues. Is it incompetence or is it intentional? And to your point, again, the numbers have increased since the executive order in 2012 saying we're not going to deport unaccompanied children. So is the idea we're not going to do that, so that they're ultimately here, we have to deal with it, and then ultimately they're given a path to citizenship and become citizens so they can vote? That's what Wes is talking about. Do you agree or disagree with him? John in Bozeman, Montana, listening on 550 KFIRE. You're next.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, you know, I spent 18 years in the military, you know,
And now we got all these soldiers coming home. We don't have anything for them to do. So instead of trying to solve the problem, let's prevent it. Let's put them to work on the border. Let's keep them out of here. They don't have to worry about getting
So beef up at the border with the help of vets returning. Interesting angle. Brian Williston listening on KTGO 1090. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, we had a couple of these callers talking about the ones that are getting caught, and I know they're talking about these young kids and single moms with young kids. But, you know, statistically, how many they're catching is a direct correlation to how many they're not catching that are getting through the border. And I think that's kind of what that one guy was talking about when he's like, you know, how do we not track these people as they're coming across? Because there's more than 10,000 a month coming across. You know, there's it daily, every single day people are getting through and getting up to people that they know. And the other thing is the people that possibly not the ones that are way down in the deep south, but when you work across this country in the energy sectors and the farming sectors, you know that there are a lot of the Hondurans and Nicaraguans that are farming. They're working legally on work visas, and those are the people that are sending money down to their families, because they don't ever see their families once they get up here. I mean, they have to go back down across the border for 2 months on their work visa so they can come back up across and legally work, and they do that year in and year out.
Yeah, and
that's where these people are getting the money.
Somebody earlier asked, where's the money coming from? There's a plausible answer on that front. And the other point you make, Brian, I think is a good one. It'd be nice to have an analysis of how many are we not catching. Absolutely. TJ Bismarck, last call on this topic. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for listening.
Good. Good. Hey, I think you know what we might be missing here on this border issue is that what we're experiencing here is a national sovereignty issue. And I think that we have leaders on both sides of the aisle who aren't addressing it. I would look at this as more of like an invasion almost, because the people that are coming across illegal are not intending on assimilating into the culture. They're bringing their own culture, and they want to remake it as their culture, not as part of the American culture. So really, I think we need to treat this like an invasion. And if we had any leaders that had any gumption or had any backbone, they would treat it like an invasion. We would seal off our border, and that would take care of the problem immediately. You know,
I mean, I tend to go more towards just the basic rule of law, but you've added another wrinkle into that as well, TJ. Thanks for calling, sharing your thoughts on what's on your mind today. Where are the highest wages in North Dakota? We're going to dig into that next.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Fenix and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Fenix on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Wages in North Dakota. A new report from the job service takes a look at the average annual wages county by county in the rest of the state. And so I'm interested in where the top 10 are. And I'm also interested in what kind of wage pressure we're seeing from those areas where you have the highest wages in North Dakota, which I imagine is largely energy country, is having on, counties far removed, at least, physically, geographically, by, from the state. What kind of wage pressure is coming from energy country? Because I'm hearing more and more about that. I was in Oaks earlier this week, and quite honestly, they're saying, hey, we're paying wages similar to what they're paying out there, but, not requiring folks to live in the middle of the hustle and bustle of the Bakken, as an example. And we want more people to know that. So, and I've heard from folks up in Grafton who say, hey, I'm losing employees to the oil country and to companies in North Dakota that are even nearby that are servicing the oil country because of the draw of those higher wages. So I'm raising my wages. Those are two questions that I had once I saw some of these results. So we asked Michael Zisch to join us, who's the Labor Market Information Manager for Job Service North Dakota, and answer our questions and yours today on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Michael, thanks for joining us. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you.
All right, so I'm first curious where the highest wages are, the top 10 highest wages in North Dakota. What's number one?
As you alluded to, the highest wage counties are those in the northwest, in the heart of the Bakken, anchored by Williams County, the Williston area, which had a 2013 annual average wage of $78,390. And then that was followed relatively closely by Slope and McKenzie County, Dunn County. Number five was actually occupied by Oliver County, which would be coal country, but the one county in the top 10 that isn't oil related. In terms of like core oil counties, four counties in the state account for about 75% of the production. They would be counties that include Williams, McKenzie, Dunn, and Montreal. And if you combine those four counties, they would produce a quarterly wage of about $1,545 in fourth quarter of 2013. And then if you go out to the 13 balance producing counties, they would have had a wage of about $1,056. And then lumping the balance of North Dakota, the non-oil producing counties, the average weekly wage was $844. So you can see that there is a geocentric pattern to the wages centered around the core, the four core producing counties.
By the way, the other oil-producing counties you mentioned that are having the majority of the oil production, which would be Montreal and Dunn and McKenzie, I guess, right?
Yes, yeah, them are the four core counties.
Are all four of those in the top ten?
Montreal County is actually number six. Montreal County falls right below Oliver, and that came in at $64,895.
All right. And how about Dunn and...
Okay, McKenzie County. McKenzie County came in number three, right behind Slope County. McKenzie came in at $72,162. Dunn County at $70,942. And then Slope, which is a producing county but a balanced county, at $72,622. But Slope County is such a small county in terms of population and workforce that it's quite easy for that county to be quite volatile in terms of wage or employment shifts.
What kind of growth are we seeing in these wages in these top counties? I mean, is this continuing to escalate? We're talking about 2013 numbers here because you got the data for the entire year. But what kind of growth are you seeing?
In terms of annual average wage change for the state over the period of time, it was 4.1%. And you can contrast that with, for instance, the change that in annual average wages that Williston or the Williams County area had. That was actually flat between 2012 and 2013. They were both at around $78,000. But a lot of the wage growth had already occurred in that area. It was a pretty mature area in terms of the oil play. But the oil country wages and their change between periods, they did in aggregate outpace the state.
We're talking with Michael Zisch here from the Job Service of North Dakota on the highest annual wages in North Dakota. And any questions or comments you have on the numbers here as we crunch them a little bit, certainly welcome today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, nationally, so your top number is Williams County at $78,000-some-odd. What kind of competition does that have nationally? Do you know? I mean, how does that fare? If we took the top 10 highest wages in the country, would Williams County be in the neighborhood?
I would have to look, but I certainly doubt it, because you would have some counties that have real pockets of specialized employment that I'm sure would blow $78,000 out. Something that is either a county that's some wholly enclosed in Silicon Valley, or a county that is maybe in a New England state that has a college influence, something that's got a real specialized effect. But $78,000 is certainly a very impressive county wage.
If you take the entire state average, you're at about $48,000, which is an increase of like 4% over the previous years. But the national average is actually still higher, right?
Yeah, it's ever so slightly higher. We're at about 96% of the national average. And again, you can contrast that with where we were in 2007, which we will call that pre-Bakken. And in 2007, the state was at about 75% of the national average. And one thing to keep in mind here is the data set we're looking at is from the covered employment and wages. So this is the quarterly contribution reports that liable employers turn in. So it doesn't contain the components of earnings that would be in like a per capita or a median household earnings calculation. Those earnings include such things as royalties, interests, rental income, transfer payments. So this is more the hours for dollars data set.
I got it. So it's not necessarily the overall impact from an economic standpoint of the wealth that's being generated from all these things that are going on that would technically be income, but rather just the wage earner, the more the payroll side of it.
You're exactly correct. Because if you were to look at per capita income, for instance, and this is from Bureau of Economic Analysis, they have a little more of a time lag. In 2012, the four core producing counties had a per capita income that was more along the lines of $102,000 versus about $55,000 for the state.
Got it. What I was most interested in trying to get a handle on is, you know, obviously you've gone through the significant, you know, salaries that are being made, the average annual wage in the Bakken. What kind of impact is that having in areas outside of oil country? Because anecdotally, I'm hearing a lot about, hey, I'm having to pay, you know, significantly more to keep people, to retain people, to recruit people. Are you seeing pressure on wages in areas outside of oil country?
There certainly is an increase in wages. It would have an effect. As I described a little bit earlier, it's driven more by proximity, but it does spill out. It has a lot to do with the industry mix of the county, too, and how mobile that industry might be. You alluded at one point, you talked about employers in Grand Forks that felt that they had workers that were, if nothing else, commuting from Grand Forks area there. They might have a construction company that has a group that stage from Grand Forks, and they have housing arranged during the week. So that would certainly be an item that, or an industry that would be very mobile. Transportation is another one that's very mobile. But then when you take the available local labor force and whatever part is mobile enough to physically go to the oil patch and work, you still leave a vacuum behind you that needs to be filled. And there's certainly jobs in industries and occupations that aren't directly related to the oil play that certainly need workers. And it's also a function of as the jobs grew in the state, and not just in Northwest North Dakota, in all areas of the state, that created the population increase, and then you get the multiplier effect. You do have a lot of demand from related service providing positions that need to be filled. And then you're looking for filling them. Oftentimes, if it's in the northwest part of the state, these service jobs might be filled by the spouse of the oil worker or their children. So that certainly causes wage increases, possibly even some wage compression. If you have a legacy employee that's earning whatever amount of money and you have to pay a premium to attract a qualified entrant, pretty soon you have wage compression, and the tendency would be to increase the wages of your legacy employees just from an equability standpoint.
So you mentioned earlier that oil country was kind of flat. In other words, they plateaued as far as wages. What kind of growth are you seeing in Ward and Burley and Mandan and Cass, Grand Forks? Are you seeing growth in the areas closer to the metropolitan areas?
Okay, Ward County came in at about a 3.1% increase over the 2 years between 2012 and 2013 annual averages. You spoke of Mandan, so we'll take a look at Morton County here. Morton County, they posted a 3.3% increase. Burley County, Burley County came in at 4.3%, so they were kind of on pace with the state. Burley County kind of tends to do as the state does. It's being it's the hub of state government, the regional medical centers, and so forth. So there's certainly the counties moved around the state average.
Yeah, what's interesting there, though, it would seem to me, when you got that kind of growth, but flat in the patch, that it does suggest that the growth, you know, in the outside areas is, in other words, that oil and energy job wages are having wage pressure upward on the outlying counties, which was kind of the point of digging into here a little bit. Fascinating data to dig into. And, Michael, thanks for sharing a little more detail on the report out there for our listeners. The Labor Market Information Manager for Job Service North Dakota, Michael Zisch. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Short break. Back to more of your calls to wrap up the hour after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota, west end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cash Wise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from, even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. Learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance. Please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Before the top of the hour, last segment, your chance to have at it. It's all yours. Tell us what's on your mind. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. 800-228-0550. We'll be broadcasting live from Minot tomorrow, the Sleep In and Conference Center. Trying to catch up with the new mayor of Minot, but he's traveling tomorrow. So we're working on some other Minot-centric topics tomorrow. And by the way, welcome any of our Minot listeners to weigh in on any of the issues you would like us to tackle. Did hear from some folks about some concerns over the police ban being scrambled now by law enforcement officials in Minot. And some concern about the locals in there. So we're trying to track down that particular issue. But if there's anything that you think deserves our attention while we're in the Magic City, let us know. You can, by the way, always call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But let us know what's on your mind at 855-200-1776. Mosquitoes are on Brian's mind, and he's next on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you.
Hey, you were talking about mosquitoes and if they were worse than last year, and I believe that they are. A lot of the places I'm going to, I'm seeing definitely increased mosquito populations, and a lot of it has to do with large amounts of rainfall in short periods of time, which creates stagnant water, and people assume that there's nothing you can do about it. There's actually microbial dunks that you can put into the water.
One more time?
Microbial dunks.
Microbial dunks.
Kind of a common, yeah. And when you put these things into the water, obviously you want to read the label and make sure you're applying correctly and according to the label. But if you do it correctly, if you put enough of these in stagnant water, it could be drainage ditches somewhere in your backyard with a low-lying area that fills up. You put these things in there, and they stop the mosquito larvae from actually hatching out of the water. So once the mosquitoes go back to the water source to lay eggs, the larvae never actually hatches out. It just stays in the water and dies. The other thing you can do is look around your lawn, look around your whole yard, find any sources of stagnant water, any pots that are filling up, yard ornaments that tend to collect water. You can actually put microbial dunks in those as well. And they often like to harbor in shade trees and tall grass. So an insecticide treatment in those areas may be beneficial to kill mosquitoes that are harboring during the daytime when it's warm out.
Very good tips on your part, Brian. You're into this. You're like a mosquito commando. You can take them out.
I'm actually a pest control operator, so it's something we get a lot of questions on. And insecticide treatments aren't the sole answer. I would say your best bet at reducing the populations is using the microbials. And I know vector control uses a lot of them in every community throughout North Dakota. So
very interesting. We do nothing. Of the things you suggested and haven't had too much of a problem. But I just anecdotally thought they were not nearly as bad as I thought they would be with the amount of rainfall we've had. But obviously that's not the case everywhere. A few folks on our Facebook page that are saying, that it's a lot earlier this year. Justin said, I wouldn't say worse, but definitely earlier. I usually have to start spraying the backyard in the middle of August. I had to spray last night because I couldn't handle it anymore. The mosquitoes are terrible. So is that something else you're seeing, that it's you're having to deal with it earlier than you normally would, Brian?
Yeah, and cooler temperatures as well. They also play a huge role in this. I mean, when temperatures go above 90 degrees, every insect is susceptible to desiccating, drying out. And, the chances of them making it back to the water source before they desiccate in 90 degree and above temperatures is a lot lower, and it dries up a lot more of the breeding sources that they tend to congregate in. So anything you can do to increase drainage on your property, and it might take some landscaping and whatnot, but anything you can do to get the water further away from your property is definitely going to help.
We like dragonflies too, don't we?
Yeah, they eat quite a bit of mosquitoes. Bats eat mosquitoes, a lot of birds eat mosquitoes, and they're beneficial as long as they don't get out of hand, I guess.
Yeah, I know one time at the lake it was like horrendous. They were just awful, and then all of a sudden it's like somebody put out an APB for the dragonflies. They descended in numbers I'd never seen before. Or you're just like, what in the world is going on here? And mosquito problem taken care of pretty quickly. So,
definitely.
Send a shout out for the dragonflies. It'll take care of it too. Well, helpful information, Brian. Thank you very much for the call and the expertise for folks today on the mosquito issue.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You as well. Angie says way worse this year. Some others weighing in on this. Rodney said a few years ago there were times when you would have swarms all over your body. Nowadays it seems like it's not as bad. Thank God for chemistry, says Rodney. All right, you can weigh in on any of that if you'd like on our Facebook page as well. Well, Todd, we have only enough time to say this was a lot of fun. We had a lot of calls. In fact, didn't get to a lot of our Facebook comments. We have a lot of comments on the border issue there because we took so many calls on the border. Question we asked is, should the Congress approve the president's $4 billion in request? Should he go to the border? And a lot of folks weighing in on this. Most folks, by the way, not thinking an expenditure of $4 billion is necessary to fix the problem. So we got some folks that want to tighten the fiscal belt there a little bit. But the debate can continue after the program right there. So look forward to that. And again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Welcome you letting us know what's on your mind at 855-200-1776. Tomorrow from Minot, we'll be at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center. Looking forward to that. Up there in Ward County, and welcome suggestions on hot Minot topics you want us to tackle. Have a fabulous day there, sir.
You too.
And, folks, we'll do it all over again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. God bless you. That's a wrap for What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition. Don't let summer slip away before you have a stay at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Hey, folks, it's Scott Hannon. You've heard me talk about Chase on the Lake, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leaf Lake for a long time. And as they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar even higher this summer. Now, most premier resorts don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer season, right? Well, listen to this. For all of July and August, if you book any Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night absolutely free. That's right, a buy one, get one free during the peak of summer. Again, buy any Sunday night in July or August, get Monday night absolutely free. It's Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2- and 3-bedroom condos, lakeside, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, it goes on and on. As if that were not enough, you can also get a 50% off any spa treatment deal any Monday in July or August. Here's how you get the deal. Go to chaseonthelake.com, chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6-vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.